RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Hughes Clues is back. A one day only to end the 2025 year. How are you feeling 2 hours into Hughes Clues?
I feel really good.
Yep.
I mean, I'm getting everything out of this that I wanted. So I'm proud of myself for that.
So you're poking at people with
these.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how I do.
You're proud?
Yes.
What makes you the most proud? When we get to the 1 o'clock hour, excuse me?
Right.
I get hiccups.
No, pop, yeah.
You ever have the hiccups on the air?
Not on the air. No.
So I'm dealing with them right now. I think
they'll hold your breath. Can't you hold your breath?
Why can't?
Hold your breath, and I'll do the talking. See, while you over there holding your breath, Joe, trying to get the hiccups right, I will quarterback the show, and I will talk about all the things that I am thankful for this last year. I'm thankful for having Hughes Clues back because I know how much it torments and irritates people. I am also proud of the fact that I say Tyler Shaw's name the way that I say it because it irritates people. People don't realize that there's a lot of times, not as far as my football analysis is concerned, because I take that very seriously, but I am in the space where I find it laughable that people will go out of their way to correct my enunciation or be mad at the way that I say certain things. And I'm like, dog, what is not going on in your life so much that is your biggest pet peeve with somebody that you've never met? Like, that is fascinating to me. Instead of just sitting back and being like, hey, he said it wrong, and just keep it moving. Like, you go out of your way to tell somebody that, or you'll call Kyle or Luke and be like, hey, he pronounced that wrong. Dude, get a life or a girlfriend.
You're saying they should be annoyed at other things or more important things.
Like, listen, like, Luke, I go out every day and I see certain things that happen on a day-to-day basis, and I just find it fascinating that, I look at our medium that we're in as entertainment, and it should be looked at as such, but I find it fascinating how people will get bent out of shape and say mean and hurtful things to you because they're listening and we're doing a job that we love to entertain people. Like at the end of the day, our job is to be entertaining and to be informative at the same time. But for some people, being entertaining and informative is not good enough.
So I think I'm good now, and I appreciate that. And a couple of things I noticed. One, I think I might take some more hiccup breaks when I just want a break and just let you go. Two, I like how you started with thankful and you turned to petty within 35 seconds.
Listen, at this point in my life, they're intertwined. Like,
I'm so thankful for this and that. And you guys who don't like it, screw you.
No, but you know what? I've been doing some soul searching.
Oh, yeah? Is this part of the New Year's resolutions you're working on?
Well, I've been, I've been told on more than one occasion that I'm a little shallow.
Okay.
And I've been told.
I never told you that.
You never said that, but I've also been told that I'm really nonchalant, and I don't put forth effort.
You're a reserved personality.
Well,
relaxed.
I don't put. I've been told on more than one occasion that I don't put forth effort.
This sounds more like maybe a friend than it would be a.
You try to do better. And if we're being honest, in this dating realm.
Here we go.
I've been told that, I was talking to Ice Lovely Wife last night, and I was, just telling her stories, and she kind of shook her head at me and told me I needed to do better.
That's something we all agree on. Hugh needs to do better. Does Hugh Douglas need to? I'm going to put that poll up now. Yeah, does Hugh Douglas need to do better in 2026?
I love Ike's my brother, and Renee's my sister. And when she was telling me this, she was like, seriously, Hugh? I mean, you know, because I guess, you know, women like flowers and they like random flowers.
Sure. You don't do that?
They die. Like, I would rather
most things that live die.
Yeah. But it's just like, I didn't know flowers was such a big deal, like, to people. Like, that it shows, like, I was always of the mindset that if you do other things, that shows how much you care about folks. But folks be wanting flowers and, you know, affirmation and stuff.
Well, then send flowers.
It's a lot. Just saying, man.
Just send some flowers.
Nobody know damn flowers.
All right, I'm putting the poll up. Does Hugh Douglas need to do better in 2026? All right, before we get back to the phone lines, your guest for Hugh's Clues, and we'll let you hear what they're talking about in Chicago Radio, 670 The Score this week, about the 2 seed and about the Eagles and about what they're doing this weekend with their game against the Lions. I think it was an interesting conversation they were having. Hugh, we do have some NFL news, and it does impact the postseason here. Now, I'm not sure where this goes from here. I'm not sure if this is a thing in the moment or this is going to be more of an offseason thing, but this is from Boston 25, a news station up in New England. I'm reading right from the article. New England Patriots star Stephon Diggs is facing serious criminal charges. Felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery charges stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What you mean?
I don't know. I don't know what happened or how it happened.
Oh, wow.
But he's obviously got some legal things against him right now. So,
you have to choking people?
Well, you can't do that. So we'll see what happens. But that, if he can't play or if there's an NFL suspension, that will impact the NFL postseason. So we'll keep an eye on it. But Stephon Diggs faces some legal issues up in the New England area. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we'll let you hear in a couple minutes what they're talking about in Chicago these days about the 2 seed and about the Bears. Nancy in Westchester is up on WIP. Hey, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, hey. Nancy. How you doing?
I'm good. I've been thinking since the last Washington game about how angry that coach was at the end of the game about thinking the Eagles were trying to run up the score.
Nancy, he wasn't that angry.
You're going to stop me, Q?
Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Nancy, you might be onto something.
I'm worried about retaliation. I mean, he did say, we're going to play him again in 2 weeks.
You know what, Nancy, I hear you, and I did not mean to cut you off, Nancy.
Nancy was cooking.
But Nancy, he's a fake tough guy. He ain't no tough guy.
Wow.
Dan Quinn, fake tough guy.
Those guys.
Hey, man, what happened to Nancy?
Well, she got upset at you and probably threw the phone across the room. Let's put Nancy back on hold. I want to get her guess.
Dan Quinn, a fake tough guy, man.
You and Dan Quinn have beef from back in the day. I mean, we all know that. when you basically asked me if he should be fired on your radio show in Atlanta.
Joe Wechter's listening.
Yeah?
He says Stephon Diggs should send flowers. Joe Wechter writing them at home.
Well, Stephon, if he's listening and out of practice, send flowers to the person you may have damaged.
Flowers make me feel better. I don't know who he choked up. I want to know who he choked, though.
Well, I'm sure that'll come out. I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it seems like a problem for the Patriots. I would say that.
Get ready to go to the playoffs. You out there choking folks.
Can't do that. Trying to fight for the 1 seed. We can't be choking people. All right, let's get back to Nancy, who's cooking here. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. So if you don't agree with me about that, don't you think that, you think the coach is maybe a little wimpy, but the players aren't, and they've got nothing to play for but killing the Eagles, yucking on their yum.
You know what, though, Nancy? You're right. And it's going to be tough because it's the Commodores. But that's this division. That's if you're playing the Cowboys, if you're playing the Giants. The Giants came out and they put hands on us the first time we played them this season. It's just always like that. It's the nature of the beast.
Okay.
But Nancy, to your point, I think it is interesting to bring up because the let's say they are a little salty, right? And obviously, their one player was when he was fighting all the Eagles on the field there. You know, that plays into my thinking too. I mean, like, it's a meaningless game for in some sense, right? If the Chicago Bears win, it would be meaningless for seeding. And I don't want a guy like Frankie Louvu taking cheap shots at Saquon or Jalen Hurts for the hell of it. Like, I'm not interested in that this week.
Good I'm with you.
Nancy, what are you thinking here in terms of Hugh's clues? Well, that's what I need to know.
Well, I wondered if I could just take a second to enlighten Hugh on another issue.
Oh, of course. I mean, anytime you want to enlighten Hugh,
I'm being enlightened.
You get the floor.
Yeah.
Several weeks ago, you were talking about a coach. You thought it was Coach Mora, who made a comment about his team's execution. And I actually remember what happened. It wasn't Mora. It was back in the beginning of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and their coach's last name was McKay. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his first name.
I think it's John McKay.
John McKay. He was asked in an interview, Coach, what do you think of your team's execution? And his answer was, I'm in favor of it.
No, you're right. You're right, Nancy. I do remember that.
Yes.
You're right.
Okay. All right. Huge clues. I'm not right because I didn't hear the they. I was thinking GPS.
GPS. Nancy? Yeah. Not a bad answer. Nancy, we appreciate it. Now, I don't know if GPS has gotten more popular in recent years. I think it's become more easy to use, right? Like, because a lot of the cars have the interface now where you just put the Google map on your phone and then it just shows up on the screen you have in front of you. So it's become easier to use. But I feel like people have been using it for, I don't know, 15 years, GPS, right? Like most people?
At least 15 years.
Yeah, at least. I remember when I first started to drive, this was... I don't know, 20 years ago. I had like printout directions because we didn't have smartphones.
Remember, they used to have maps.
Yeah, the MapQuest.
They used to have maps.
Yeah, maps. Well, like real maps.
Yeah.
And then you could print out like the step by step, which our phone just shows us.
You know,
now.
I remember talking to a guy that at the time worked at Lockheed Martin, and he was talking about how they were going to start putting GPS in cars. It's amazing how much technology we've amassed. And when you really think about it in a short period of time, because that's back in 1995 when we didn't have, and like, I remember when there were brick phones, you know, and now look at how far we've come in technology. And that was 95. Because I remember one of the biggest things, like say if you went aftermarket with your vehicle, that was one of the things that they offered because it wasn't offered in the car. You could get a screen that had GPS, and it was just the basic, pixelated GPS.
Does anyone ever get lost anymore? Is that a thing?
I mean,
it feels hard to get lost.
Even if you do get lost, you're lost for 2 minutes?
Yeah. And then they'll get you back on track.
Yeah.
I mean, like when I was young, we would get lost.
All the time.
Just driving and you gotta know where you are and you try to figure. I mean, you have to pull over and ask someone maybe at a gas station, whatever, for directions. It feels crazy now to say. Like people used to get lost and now they probably won't ever again. Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Or a couple polls up here. At the Midday Show account. The first one, should the Eagles play their starters in Week 18 versus the Commanders? Hugh, we got two choices here. Yes, go for the 2 seed, or no, rest for the playoffs. Where do you think the
voting? Go for the 2 seed!
You're right, 59%.
Ain't no soft Eagle fan.
41% you're calling soft, because 41% voted the other way. And then our most recent poll, does Hugh Douglas need to do better in 2026?
That's probably like 100% yes.
At 69% yes.
Yeah,
31% are good with the Hugh you've been in 2025.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm starting to get, you know, I need to do better. I need to consolidate.
Consolidate? What does that mean?
That means I just need to do better. Consolidate.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Like, be more, I guess, attentive.
I mean, that's always good to be attentive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You talking about professionally or personally?
Both.
Okay, let's go to...
This is the year of reflect. This is the time of year to reflect on stuff like
that. You know what? I think our new tradition could be our final show of the year. Hugh reflects on himself. His pros, his cons, what people are upset about Hugh in 2025. I'm sure there's a long list. Taj is up in Philly. What's up, Taj?
Yo, what's up, fellas? What's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
I gotta say, man, we gotta sit him, man. We gotta sit him this year. I just don't, for a few reasons. I don't think that there's anybody in the NFC that we need to worry about. Like, I really feel like the seeding is overrated. We have the type of one thing I really feel like us as fans, we have to understand that the Eagles showed us who they are all season and who we are. We're more of a defensive team than an offensive team, and we have an offense that's good enough to win games. So I don't think we're ever going to see them put 40 up or need some type of continuity to go into the playoffs for their offense to explode. I think they showed us who we are, showed us who they are all year. We'll put up maybe 20 points, and 20 points with this defense is enough to win the game.
Well, Hugh's been on that for a while. Yeah, the 21 number.
21.
Taj, to your point on the seeding, and maybe it's a little bit overrated. I think right now, because of their injuries, the Packers look like the weakest team that's going to be in the playoffs. So it would be, I'd rather face them. But all the other teams are basically the same. They're all good. I don't know if any of them are unbeatable. I mean, I don't think any of them are. But they're all good. I mean, the reality is we're going to have to go through in some order, probably. Rams or Niners, Bears, Seahawks, right? In some order, we're going to probably have to face all three of them.
Yeah, and I really believe that the way the playoffs are going to set up, we could mess around and have another playoff home game due to the fact that every team in the playoff is nobody really that much better than anybody else. I think we're a little bit better than everybody, but as far as everybody else playing each other, I think we could mess around and have another home playoff game if the right team gets knocked off. And I think if we have to be on the road this year, we have the team that's built for that. We got defense, and our defense is – I really feel like we're not getting enough credit for how good this defense is.
That's amazing. I mean, Taj, for them to go to Buffalo and do that to Josh Allen's team, it is amazing. Taj, good phone call. We appreciate it. All right, I want to unpack what he said there. Could we get another home playoff game even if we are the 3 seed, which, you know, seems unlikely, but I –
Yeah, if things fall your way.
Yeah, and they could this year. All right, we'll get to that in a second. Let's hear, though, what they were talking about out in Chicago. 670 The Score, conversation with their morning show and their guest, Clay Harbor, talking about the Bears
Clay.
And the 2 seed and how much they should push to win this game. Because, I mean, this conversation, I guess, out there of do they have to rest? But they control it, right? They win, they're going to be the 2 seed. Here's that conversation they were having out in Chicago.
The difference between a 2 and a 3 seed is big because if you plan on winning a game in the playoffs, you want to be at home that second game.
Absolutely.
Right? So a guy like Ben Johnson, he's not just going to go, hey, we have home field advantage of the first game. The second game doesn't really matter. No, you want to have home field advantage for the first 2 games. Obviously, you don't have the 1 seed. What if somebody upsets the 1 seed? You can have the home field advantage throughout the playoffs. It'd be at the opposite side
That's
of
true.
The bracket. You got to go out to win this game against the Lions. The Lions are going to want nothing more than to play spoilers against the Bears going to the offseason. Yes, that's exactly what they want to do. But you got to go out there, avenge that big loss you had, which is a stain on your kind of record right before you got going. You were 0-2, came back, obviously had this great season. But you want to win this game. I don't subscribe to the people that are saying, oh, you know, you'd rather play the West team, have them come to Chicago, or I don't want to play the Packers again. No. You want to get the 2nd seed, home field advantage. I think whoever you're playing is going to be a good team. You're going to have to come out there and make plays. I think the Rams would be the toughest. I think I would rather play Green Bay, but neither here nor there. That home field is big.
All right, so they're having a similar conversation to ours. Obviously, they control it because if the Bears win, they just get the 2 seed. But Hugh, he said something. That's Clay Harbor, obviously played for the Eagles at one point. Now does some media out in Chicago. He talked about how the 2 seed or the 3 could end up getting another home game. And
yeah, if it falls the right way.
So I'm thinking about it from the Eagles' perspective. Let's say they stay at the 3. It's not crazy to think that the NFC title game could be back here after they beat the Bears. So if the Eagles stay at the 3 and the Bears get the 2, that would be the second round game, right? Eagles win, Bears win, we would go to Chicago. Let's say the Seahawks are the 1 seed, right? They beat the Niners on Saturday. Would you be surprised if the Rams are the 5 and they go to Seattle and knock off the Seahawks? I wouldn't. They almost beat them a couple weeks ago.
Now, I know somebody called in early and they were talking about how they're not afraid of anybody and like we're the better team. I don't subscribe to that. I think that we have a chance. And I think that the fact that we are defending Super Bowl champions gives us a leg up over everybody else because, you know, we've been through these scenarios before. But you mess around and you have a day where you struggle to get to 21 points and you get a team that's hanging around that can score at will. Mm. Because let's be honest, that game came down to a Josh Allen uncharacteristic throw.
He missed.
Yeah. At the end.
He makes all the time.
I mean, and listen, not taking anything away from the defense and how they played, because they played salty. But that was an uncharacteristic throw for him.
I agree.
And if you look at the – like, because I'm looking at it like this, folks. The formula right now to beat the Eagles or try to beat the Eagles is try – if you can figure out a way to match up well with that defense and get put 27 points on the board, they're not they struggle to score 21. So that's how I would go into this. And that in the way that I would probably attack this team, I was surprised as well as they ran the ball that they attacked it the way that they attacked it in the middle. When I was looking and there was some opportunity, but I'm looking and I'm watching like everybody else and yep. I see it and it might not be like that on the field. Just to be fair, but I see perimeter plays that probably could have hit if they would have went to the perimeter. But those D tackles in there were so stout, it doesn't happen. So you get into a game where it's say two things, a team that can either score fast or a team that could take you through there with the time of possession like Chicago did and methodically just beat you up down the field. That's where you're going to get in trouble at.
I agree. I just, you know, when I heard Clay talk about it that way, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Eagles are the 3, Bears are the 2, Eagles beat the Bears in the second round in Chicago, and then the Rams upset the Seahawks as the 5 over the 1, and we get the title game back here even as a 3 seed. It's a weird year. I wouldn't be surprised if a 3 or a 4 or something like that hosts a title game this year in the NFL. Chris in Upper Darby's up. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, I really don't think that we should be playing our starters this last game. I mean, I just don't see really any real reason as to why. I mean, I know Hugh's point is just like, you know, you want to see the offense go out there and score, 21 points? But we already scored more than 21 points against a Washington team that's very bad. So for us to go and score 21 points on them again, I don't think really does anything. And on top of that, I think we're at the point, you know, in the season where the offense just kind of is what it is, and we're just going to have to ride with it and ride into the playoffs with whatever they are.
You might be right about
that. And, you know, another thing is, too, like, I don't think we should play our starters simply because I don't want nobody getting hurt just because we're trying to chase the 2 seed. And honestly, I feel like, you know, if we are what we are, we may not even really need the 2 seed, and we kind of just play whoever we play and whether we're at home or not, you know.
Well, and then with that, Chris, they could chase it all they want. They could play all their starters. They could win, and it might not matter, right? If the Bears beat the Lions, it doesn't matter, right? We're the 3 seed no matter what we do. So that, like, I think it'd be different if the Eagles controlled it. Then it would be a simple, like, just go win and you get the 2 seed. This isn't really in our control. That's what's pushing me to say, come on, like, we got a lot to risk here for something that's not in our control. Chris, what do you got for us? A guess for Hugh's Clues.
I'm probably going to be way off, but I was going to say CDs.
CDs.
Oh, now, that's a good guess.
But now have they been more popular in recent years? It feels like they've gone backwards.
Fell off. Yeah. Yeah. I remember Tower Records used to be on South Street.
Yeah.
Way back in the day.
I think we're moving towards the point where this is a bad reflection on you, Hugh. I don't think we're getting close now.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, but,
I'm okay with
but
that.
We only have again, we can't go home until we get an answer here.
Well,
right?
I'm okay with that. Well, you better start thinking. Put your thinking.
All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hot boy. Ross Tucker. He joins us every Tuesday. He will join us next. And Ross, for the first time, gets to call a regular season Eagles game on tonight. It's a CBS game. We'll talk to Ross about that. I'm sure it's a thrill for him. And all this. Should they start the guys? Should they play the starters? The seeding implications? And who the Eagles could play versus who they want to play? That's all coming up. We'll have Ross Tucker on. We'll get to everyone's phone calls. And your guesses for a love of the game, Hugh's clues. We'll get you a third clue as well. Obviously, you need one because these first two clues are not going Hugh Douglas's way. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, you heard me talk about my partnership with Fanatics Sportsbook and their one-of-a-kind Fair Play injury protection covering all first-half injuries, not just in pro football, but in pro basketball as well. That's right, and that's why there's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. Monday night is an association. Continue to prove my point. Denver versus Miami. Denver's three-time MVP big man went down, boom, with seconds to go in the second quarter and did not return in the second half. Fanatics Fair Play voided all player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays instantaneously. Some books protect your bet from just the first quarter. Some do nothing at all. But at Fanatics Sportsbook, they will flip losing bets into winning bets for the whole pro basketball season. I got the numbers right here to prove it, people. Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy saved 51% of SGPs. Don't wait for a bad beat with other books. Bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.